Well, hello, guys. Well, not so many guys listening to them. It's more like a guy or two. This video is going to be a little bit about justice. Of course, most males don't even know what that is. We've all seen those stories, haven't we? Those news items. Where something snapped in a relationship or in a marriage. And the male has taken quite drastic action. And maybe all of a sudden the feminine realizes she might have gone too far. But it's usually too late because the man has gone past the point of no return. And of course, sometimes the children suffer also. But let's talk about how that situation can actually get to that point. So a male and femon sort of get together and have a relationship and they move in together or they get married. And after a while, things are going on okay and they have a couple of children. But then, all of a sudden, things aren't as good as they used to be. And it's generally the femon that decides that, usually. Most divorces are instigated by a femon. So usually the first thing that has to happen is the man has to leave the marital home or the house he was living with the femon, even though he has probably done nothing wrong. And all the laws in place help the femon remove the man. Of course, the man still wants to see his children. And the femon makes it as awkward as possible for him to do so. Because most femons use their children as pawns in these cases. And a lot of times they will try and turn the children against the male. And yes, they'll even make up stories, disgusting stories. And although she may have been living with this man for 15 years, all of a sudden he's become abusive, controlling, violent. Even though there was no police reports prior to that for the 15 years. Or any evidence of it at all. There's no real reason for the femon to do this other than vindictiveness, spitefulness. It's called the woman's scorn, but really it's just hatefulness. And what's the worst thing is a lot of femons are given custody of the children, even though they are alcoholics, druggies, and the man would be the better option of looking after the children. Most of the times they are. Can you imagine the despair in the man's mind? And he has nowhere to turn for help. Femons have all these support groups, usually run by the government. Males have hardly any. The man's life has been torn apart and his children have been taken away from him. And his character and who he was has been completely destroyed, usually by lies. And at some point under all that pressure, the man snaps. And the outcome is disastrous and nobody wins. The laws definitely have to change. The laws in most countries, in the European and Western countries, always favour the femon. The femons already know this, but they won't admit it. They can go into court and lie through their teeth and destroy a man's character, almost with impunity. And usually the only reason they do that to get a man away, they got a new one. And now he's Mr. Wonderful, at least for a short while. And the word the femons use is misogyny. That's to stop any criticism of a femon. Also to stop telling the truth about what's really happening. It's to hold down the male and promote feminism. I've known for a very, very long time that most societies are gynocentric. Some of it's pretty obvious that you can see, but a lot of it isn't. It's hidden. But once you know it's there, and you're alert enough, you'll see that it's everywhere. So the next time you read a story about a man who has snapped and done something horrendous, take a bit of time and try and understand how a person could get that far and what's happened to his life that has got him to that point of no return. Anyway, guys, let me know what you think. And thank you for listening. Take it easy.